Welcome to this week's End of Days Update, coming to you from Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Had such a great time here at Victory Church. We're here Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Last week, we had a great time there in Topeka at Light of the World. It's amazing how hungry everybody is for the Word and the coming of the Lord. And if you're anywhere near Tulsa this next weekend, we'll be at Millennial Church Sunday morning, Sunday night, and then we'll be back at our home church in Tulsa, World Outreach, on Wednesday night. So great to speak a couple times in Tulsa. So if you're anywhere near, come be with us. So we're coming to you every week to look at the different things that point to the coming of the Lord, and specifically the gathering of nations for the Ezekiel 38 war, because we know that the rapture is signless, but the second coming has tons of signs. So if we can look at what happens just after the rapture, we'll kind of see where we are. And remember, all the information we get into is to help us accelerate. It's not an escape theology. It's a hustle theology. And Jesus was real specific about it. He said, hey, when you see these things coming to pass, lift up your heads. Your redemption is drawing nigh, indicating the whole purpose of hearing about the coming of the Lord, so you'll be excited. It doesn't want you depressed. It doesn't want you downtrodden. So we get into end time stuff to give us new fuel. It should be the most joy we ever have, knowing we're about to see Jesus, and that joy produces great strength. So let's pick up with what's happening around Israel. Man, so much stuff keeps happening that points to the Ezekiel 38 war and literally points to the tribulation period. Probably we'll start with the main things are with Russia. Russia touted again that they would use nuclear weapons because of that embargo that was there with those ships. And so you have Russia saying things and doing things that you never would see. You had France this week give them these Caesar howitzers, which are massive firing things. They gave them 12, gave them additional 6. They're super accurate, heavy artillery for the Ukraine. Horrible to see that missile hit that mall. But you've got all that happening with the Ukraine, and you have Russia keeping a stance of just like they're going to do for the Ezekiel 38 war. So really, really intriguing to see that even heightened more than normal. With that, you had the G7 summit. You had leaders in Madrid. A lot of things came out about what they were supposed to do. But I think the hidden thing that came out that wasn't really publicized a lot was, remember I talked about last week, Israel used drones, went right into Tehran, the capital of Iran, to blow up missile sites, and then used some missiles from the Golan up into the southern part of Syria. You got quietly leaders, the U.S. set this up, quietly leaders from Iran and from Israel have kind of a get-together in Egypt talking about renewing the talks for nuclear weapons. So with that, you had the EU doing the same thing as well. So you got about three different areas where people are talking to Iran, and they came out again this week showing exactly how much enriched uranium they have. And I think it kind of freaked some of the leaders out to see the abundance that they have. And then Iran touted they're building another underground development center along with tunnels there. So it is intriguing that they verbalize that and come out with that blatantly when they're trying to negotiate for a different kind of program. So it is bad that they have right now 18 times more enriched uranium than they did a few years ago. So they're ready to bring about what they want to bring about. But you have so much stuff going on all over the world. You with weather being so weird in China, you got floods, the Chinese were told to stay away from the mountains, stay away from the rivers. All these things are happening with nature. And then you have, I thought was pretty cool, in Israel, you had the crimson worm that secretes this crimson that they need for the red heifer to have sacrifices. That came about this last week. So that was pretty cool to see things happening more with the Temple Mount. You had a guy on the Temple Mount try to stab a soldier, and he got caught right there. So you watch, the Temple Mount's going to kind of come to the forefront here in the next few weeks and months. We'll see more and more about that. But there's event after event after event that's kind of shocking me that it's so boldly taking place right in front of our eyes. I really am kind of freaked out seeing France do what they're supposed to do, but we know that it will come to this, that the Antichrist will come on the scene. But the way things are happening with Turkey, Turkey basically went in and said because of Sweden and Finland joining NATO, that Turkey was going to circumvent them so they can still invade the northern part of Syria. So it's just absolutely wild. America even fired missiles into Syria to kill a leader of Al-Qaeda on a motorcycle. So, man, Syria is kind of a hotbed of all this planning and staging to try to attack and try to annihilate Israel. And you still don't have a prime minister in Israel yet. That won't be till October. So on the political side, things are a little bit different, kind of hard to be bold. You had Hezbollah and Hamas put brand new monitoring stations up on the border of Israel. I mean, you got the blatant coarseness of that right right there in Israel's vision, you got Hezbollah soldiers watching everything Israel's doing. The verbiage was that Hezbollah's getting ready to have another war with Israel. So I think on that other war with Israel, it'll be rat-a-tat-tat with a baseball bat, because the last time they didn't really go for it. So you have all these groups around, which they even talked about a new NATO for Arab nations, Arab NATO to join with Israel to confront Iran. So, man, you've got a lot of groups coming together because they see the potential of World War III with all of them put together. So what does that tell us? Jesus is about to come. So we always go back to the scriptures. How do we know? How do we know where we are? Number one, Israel made a nation. Number two, Jerusalem won back. Jesus said the generation that sees those two events will not pass away till all is fulfilled. Then you got the Hebrew language restored. You got the Ethiopian Jews brought back. You got the fertility of the land of Israel. You got the revival of the Roman Empire. You got the Temple Mount Institute ready to start having sacrifices, just like they got that enzyme they needed just for the red heifers this week. So then after that, you've got fish in the Dead Sea. You had the Dead Sea turn blood red where Sodom and Gomorrah were on the Day of Atonement. You've got the ritual baths around the temple fill up with water. You've got foxes show up on the Temple Mount. Pretty remarkable. You had Yitzhak Kaduri prophesy that Israel will be ruled by two Benjamins. That happened this last year, Benjamin Netanyahu, Benjamin Gantz. Amazing. You had Bishop Malachi in 1129 have every pope that was going to be on the earth, 114, got the coat of arms for every one of them. What do we have? The one we have right now is 114th. So the History Channel said that's statistically impossible. So what a blessing to see things that are absolutely flawless coming to pass right in front of our eyes. So what do we do? You got signs. You have blood-red moons on Passover and Tabernacles. You got signals, blood-red moons. You have the Bethlehem Star. There's many more that happened in 2017 that are absolutely amazing. But the Bethlehem Star one freaks me out, how Regulus did retrograde motion and formed a crown over Jupiter because the king was born. Amazing. And then you had the blood-red moons on 1492, where God raised up Columbus to sail the ocean blue in 1492, founded America, a safe harbor for the Jews. So absolutely stunning things happening literally every single week that points to the coming of the Lord. And there's like 10 or 15 things that I'm not even remembering that happened this week that I said to myself, oh my God, that's crazy, that's crazy, that's crazy. So what do? We help our local church, help our local pastor. This is it. We don't fit church into our life. It is our life because the King's about to come. How exciting, how joyful to all of a sudden we're going to be caught up, we're going to be raptured, and we're going to be in His presence. Paul said, comfort one another with these words, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. How exciting to see eyes as a flame of fire, feet like unto fine brass, voice of many waters. Wow, wow. Well, come back next week. We'll pick up with all the things that happened. There's several little intricacies with Iran's nuclear program that we're seeing come to the forefront that are kind of interesting. So we'll get into that a little bit more. Have a blessed, awesome week, and we'll see you next Wednesday.
Thanks for joining us today at the End of Days Update. If you'd like to be notified every time there's a new post, just go to the edu at josephmorris.com and subscribe to receive email alerts. If these posts and updates have been a blessing to you, please consider making a one-time donation to help get the message out or even becoming a monthly partner with Joseph Morris Ministries. Thanks again for tuning in to the edu, and we'll see you next week.